Right.
Sherman Weisbot.
Okay. Right, last week we spoke about a very interesting topic, actually, and I said about Schar Shabbos, Issur Schar Shabbos. So what did we say? That was the Shiloh about paying a babysitter on Shabbos. Yeah. It's very interesting. The Maaseh Chazal don't allow a person to earn money on Shabbos. Why? Because it resembles Mekach HaMemka. A person does a job, he gets paid for it. So Chazal say that's very similar to Mekach HaMemka, and therefore any payment of money on Shabbos is not allowed. So a person babysits, I don't know what else he does, I mean, he teaches. Chazan, all these things, the Chosh should be problematic. Obviously, what they're telling him, I'm just wondering, a caterer, the Moshe, a waiter. All these people are doing jobs, and they're getting paid for doing something on Shabbos. The Chosh should be problematic. It's even paying someone to set up a kiddush, for example, yeah? Making a kiddush, you want someone to set it up for you, so you pay him. A waiter, yeah? All these things are awesome. So we said last time, the Issa of Schar Shabbos is on the Noisen and the Mekabel. You could say, yeah, pass it on both. You could say it's on a Noisen and the Mekabel. It's a bit of a shy exactly what this is. Lemaisa, we take on, I think the Issa is on both. I can't remember. Is it on us or no? No, we said it's on the Mekabel.
Just
the Mekabel. Yeah, that's on the Mekabel. Yeah, the Issa is on the Mekabel. Makes no clear who the payer is. The Issa is on the Mekabel. So that means you could pay a goy for a job. Let's say a goy does cleaning for you on Shabbos. Let's say you got a head to get a goy. There's no Issa for you to pay that goy.
However.
The only way you could do Beheta is Beheta on the Moshe. Let's say the goy is going to wash out the dishes. Let's say. L'chayah, that's mutter. That is mutter, l'chayah. As far as I can see, there's no Issa of Schar Shabbos. You've got a problem that a goy can't do melacha on Shabbos, yeah? So it's something that you could do yourself. Moshe, let's say you've got a big simcha, so you want the goy to wash up for you, which you could do yourself. So you can pay the goy. There is, when we spoke about this last time, there is a bit of a problem, though, for the goy to take money out of your house on Shabbos. It could be you can't pay him directly on Shabbos. It might be you have to wait till after Shabbos to pay him the money.
Why give the money once?
That's also not so possible. It has to be his already, I think. You can't pay him. You can't make a kinyan from him on Shabbos. I'm not sure what the issa is. I was very busy with this once upon a time. I'm not sure what the issa is. It looks like...
Give the money once, and I'll give it all out to the wages, all the workers.
Yeah, I'm not
I'll
sure...
I'll leave it out beforehand, and then you X amount of money. I'll leave it there.
Yeah.
And then the top worker there, so I'll give it all out.
Understand, but it's your money, really. You're paying for it on Shabbos itself. I think there's an issa to pay a goy on Shabbos, not because of the issa of Schar Shabbos. I'm saying the message that the fact that goy works for you on Shabbos and you pay him on Sunday is mutter. But I think it's a problem for a goy to take money out of your house on Shabbos that he's got paid for. I asked once someone about this. I'm not sure. I have to check this out. I'm not sure. Unless you're miyachad, someone's coined you for him beforehand, then it's his money. I think I have to check it out. I'm just going to make a note of it. Check it out. Yeah, pay him before Shabbos. Even though he's doing work for you on Shabbos, that's mutter. That's no problem at all. Then we spoke about another interesting about someone receives Schar Shabbos. So where do you get Schar Shabbos? And the Maaseh, that's what they speak about, for example, by the banks. A person gets interest in the bank. So normally, on a normal Shabbos, it's not normally such a problem because the bank rate's going from 12 till 12. You're going to see about this. There's something about law. My thing is, you're not paying for it's being paid for a few things together. It's not being paid just for Shabbos. You're being paid for also part of Shabbos, not Shabbos. That's okay. When you've got Yom Tov following Shabbos, then you've got a problem. Or you've got 2 days Yom Tov now, let's say Rosh Hashanah. So the Moshe Monday, Sunday night. So it's Sunday night till Tuesday night. Now, Monday night is a problem.
Yeah.
Because you're getting paid on Monday night. Well, you're getting the Monday day you get paid for is a problem. So Yom Tov. So that was a big shy. So we saw one person, some poskim say, I can't remember, Shulchan Acharav says, Ostah Hanoshmit, that money, to throw the money down the drain. Rav Moshe, I think said, you give it anonymously. You mustn't get a benefit from it, a recognition for it, but you should give it out that the Moshe says not recognized that you gave it. That's the head to do. Yeah? That's what I think we said last time. So he was talking about a doctor who got paid by a nochri, actually. It means the guy paid him. That means Mitzad the Makabel, the receiver, if he's a yid, he can't get paid even though a guy's paying him. Because he's doing the guy called him on Shabbos to come to help him get refuah, so he had to help him. And now the guy wants to pay him, so that's the Schar Shabbos, yeah? So he says that what you should do is that money, because some service says that money you should give away to stock, I think. So you should make sure that they're not an offering it. Interesting thing. Okay, then we spoke about babysitters. What did we say about babysitters? We said, first of all, before we came to babysitters, I said, including the Schar Shabbos, everything really, yeah? It's payment by money, payment by food.
So how do I pay a
year,
a waiter? How
do I pay? Oh, so we come to that with him, yeah. The chay should be a problem, yeah. That chay is a problem. Yeah, it makes a difference how you pay the person, it's a problem. So then we come on to Bechish. We started this last week, and this was a Ramish, I want to do a Ramish today. But one of the things is, there's a Hetzer Chazal of Havlo. If a person pays a person for a job, and that job involves working before Shabbos and on Shabbos, that's mutter. But someone has to work before Shabbos, and it's a separate cheshbon that's before Shabbos and on Shabbos, that doesn't work at all, yeah? Someone's employed in a washer, a cleaning lady who comes, so she gets paid per hour, yeah? Or per day, then you can't make that b'havlo. That's not b'havlo. It's got no connection. Shabbos got no connection to Friday or Motzei Shabbos. Ms. Brewer's case is someone is looking after donkeys. He's Lamash, he's come to an inn, and he's worried that they'll get stolen, these donkeys. He wants to get a shomer. So a shomer's going to watch them over Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, as far as I'm running, Mishnah Berurah says, what you can do is, you can get the shomer to start his job on Friday, really. I mean, he starts being a shomer on Friday. And it goes through, it starts on Friday, goes through Friday, Shabbos, and either Motzei Shabbos, it stops, or you can carry him on Shabbos as well. Mishnah Berurah says, let me just check out, I'm looking at the wrong thing. Mishnah Berurah says, Shin Vos, Kon Kavaro. That is the Mishnah Berurah's case of Bahav Law. Which is an interesting hiddish, that you mean. You're paying for a job, and the job entails work beforehand as well. It's all one big job. That's an important thing to know. Means if you employ someone and each day is a separate day, then you can't say that's called b'havlo. One's got nothing to do with the other. Yeah. It has to be, it's a job that he's doing, which is connected from one, in one way or the other, and he's getting paid for partly not Shabbos and partly Shabbos. Because even if the most of it's being done on Shabbos, that's all right. Oh, so that's what you are. So you have to see now. That's what we're Kiddush actually, because he means he's repairing beforehand. Yeah, so we come back. Yeah. What? Yeah, someone told me the man, he doesn't know about it. He told me he's just had to teach someone. We come to this also now, right? So he has to teach someone. He said he's got no preparation at all.
Could
he? He doesn't. He says no preparation. He knows it straight.
Could he
know it? Alright, so he's not preparing. So he said he can't charge for what he's doing.
He's not charging. I'm paying you to prepare as well. In fact, you're not preparing.
That's what I said. I'm not sure if that's right though, because Lemaise, it has to be b'havlo, it has to be realistic, it has to be that this person is. He's lucky. He's got it. He knows all. He doesn't have to prepare anything.
Well, usually a person would.
Yeah, but what does that mean? What does that make it now? Therefore,
the job I pay usually entails simply to
prepare beforehand.
Prepare.
Yeah, this person doesn't need preparation. Can you say he's being paid for his preparation? He's not. He's not being paid for his preparation. You don't know, but he knows. He says, I know, I don't need any help at all on my side. I can't remember what he's teaching, He said to me, he's not preparing anything. He's not, he knows it, so he's got, he says, no.
You
say
this one, like you said before, it's the person's paying,
the
person receiving.
No, receiving, this is on Macabre. Macabre knows.
Okay, it's not my problem anyway. So he really should go learn the 5 minutes beforehand.
Yeah, but it's a joke. No, he's not preparing, he's not really doing anything. He knows he doesn't need to prepare. Yeah, I don't know. Mrs. Brewer's case over here, Shim Rosh Hashanah Chavalov. Masha Negin Masechim Niska Yehudi Be'er Shabbos Niska Agolus Mina Ganeva. Nishma Agolus Mina Ganeva. They guard the wagons from Ganeva. Adova Kosha. It's not so easy, this he says. Eich Asoich Arif Re'eva Kibbutz Yehudi Shavadi Kabbos Chashabbos. How can you pay this Chashabbos? Not allowed to do it. Lachain Roy Shiyasna Mashem Shiyishma Gam B'yom Erev Shabbos. He should make a condition with the shomer that he's got a guard on air Shabbos. He adds in that we're actually over Motzei Shabbos, Ezek Shabbos as well. It's lav daka, they say. As long as you do some time which is not Shabbos, that part of your job, I'm employing for one job. Your job involves Friday and Shabbos or Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. Once you've got that, a person's got that, then automatically it's called Bahav Law and that's Mutter. That's a chiddush. So now you want to extend it further, which is also a chiddush. Some say, not everyone says this, but some poskim say you can go a bit further. Is lechora, let's say someone's got it takes time to prepare, let's say, like you're saying. So the moshla, I don't know what, let's say for example, who takes time to prepare? I don't know who takes time to prepare. About to care, the moshla. Okay, that's a mitzvah. Let's talk about mitzvah. Let's say a caterer. Leave a mitzvah because we come to a mitzvah. Let's say a caterer. So a caterer comes, he serves your meal on Shabbos, he gets paid for it. Yeah, it's a problem with Shabbos. So the test is that if you rely on this heter, the Havlo, it's a bit of a chiddush actually, because it's one job, but he's got other, he's doing other things, he's preparing before Shabbos as well, yeah. So that would be in the Chorah, that should be a bit of a heter as well, yeah. He's preparing, but he has to prepare before Shabbos. A waiter is much more problematic, yeah, because a waiter only comes on Shabbos. So a waiter, to employ a waiter on Shabbos, not so possible. The best is to ask the waiter to come some other time as well, either Erev Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos, do some other jobs as well to connect with it. Yeah, but he could do that at home. He has to be realistic. No, he could do a bit of washout. He set a bit of the table on Friday. He sets the table a bit on Friday. He does something on Friday, sets the table on Friday. Or no, he washes on Motzei Shabbos. He does part of the washing up. So he's getting paid for that as well, and that will be okay. Clear, yeah? If he comes only for Shabbos, like, I don't know how you get out of this world. If he only comes for Shabbos itself, the waiter comes to eat. Let's say it's Eid. He comes just for Shabbos itself. And I don't know how you get around this problem. He's being employed just for Shabbos itself. I don't know what heads you got. That's the Chorah, much worse. I don't know what heads you got. It's a choice. Who I did? I don't know how to get around this.
He's got to rearrange his full Shabbos to arrange family details.
That's very direct. I'm not sure. That's nothing to do with the job. That's very indirect. I must tell you, it's interesting also, the Chorah, who I don't know, these hiring car companies, Moshe, let's say, someone hires a car just for Shabbos. That is also a problem, because rental is also a problem with Shabbos. So you've got a car company here, which a guy comes, he wants to hire the car just for Shabbos. He doesn't want it on Friday. He only wants to hire it on Shabbos. It's very rare, this, because normally they take the car Friday, really, yeah?
24 hours. 24 hours. Fathers have to do that, but they have to pick up before Shabbos. Yes, pick up a minute before Shabbos. Getting on
dock
and
shower. Yes, it is now, isn't it? Yes, okay. It's not, you say it's not so common, shower.
No.
Because he's using it now. He's using it now already.
Anyway,
so. If he's paying for that for advice, that'd be much. That'd be a case of law. That'd be done. Yeah, okay, that should be right then. That's the case. Caterer, waiter. Yeah, okay, so that's a way to get around it. Who adds in, the possum say, also is expenses involved. So, the let's say a hotel. I come to a hotel on Friday night. And I want to arrive late Shabbos, I want to rent the room. I'm going out straight away, not Shabbos, I'm going out. Am I allowed to pay Schar Shabbos for that? Or a mikveh, let's say, it took a moshe. A mikveh. Oh, so the mice, they've got expenses beforehand. What happens is they've got expenses before, they have to do change the sheets, they've got other expenses as well. So that, many possible, that's also included in Mavlo, about the other expenses involved, so then I can pay my price as well on top of that. The mice, they've got to clean the room, they've got a few things to do. Who are they with the mikveh? Yeah? Mikveh also, how does it work with the mikveh on Shabbos? The mice, most of them don't charge. Yeah. But let's say they would charge, that would be the heter for them to charge. They've got other expenses as well. That would be okay. But they did it, but when they do it, they've done it beforehand. They had to prepare it sometimes. Or after they're going to do it something. I must say, I asked once a Rosh Hashanah, I got stuck on this actually. This engineer, what's it called, this service, Helfers, HSA. So it's very interesting. They pay a person who's in hospital overnight. And their rule is that if you're there at 12 o'clock at night, that's their cut-off point. If you're there at 12 o'clock at night, you get a special compensation. That's what they pay you. And they pay per day. If you're there Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, they pay you for all those days. If you come there just Friday night, and you're there 12 o'clock on Friday night, they'll pay you Friday night. Why you don't take that money? Is that called Schar Shabbos?
It's a whole package.
Yeah, what's that mean? The maestro, they're paying you as part of the package. They're paying you.
Can just take
that with you. Can take everything with it. Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting case, but I'm not sure exactly what happens in this case. It's a bit of an interesting area, this one, okay? So, the Maestro, if one wants to take a babysitter on Shabbos, what's the eights of a babysitter on Shabbos? There are two eights. Either you employ a babysitter before Shabbos come in, or after Shabbos come in and do something. Because part of the package is that they have to work before Shabbos and after Shabbos as well, either one or the other. Yeah? Something. Or, what you could do is, if the babysitter has expenses, let's say the babysitter provides food for the children.
You pay per hour.
Yes, you have to pay. You can't pay for it. Yeah, you can't do it. You have to pay for the job. You pay for the job. I mean, I'm employing you for Shabbos, for Abbas.
What? Paying for a job is also
important. Yeah.
That's also.
No, but he's right with us. If you pay per hour, then and the she comes before Shabbos, then he's got no connection.
You pay for the hour of Shabbos.
Yeah, that's much worse. You have to make him pay for the package.
Send the waiter.
You have to make a package. What you have to do is a package. You have to make a package with saying, I'm employing food for Shabbos, but part of the job of coming for Shabbos is that you must come on Erev Shabbos to do something for the children, get to know them, let's say, you have to come and get to know them. Or if she brings on Shabbos, she has on Shabbos, she brings her own things, like she brings nappies, or let's say she brings food to give the children, so she's got expenses. So you can pay her back for the expenses. Once you can pay her back for the expenses, then it could be you can pay her also for the havlah.
Expenses is one thing, and work is
half. But that's the havlah. That's all the part of the package. Because she's got expenses. This woman has got expenses to me. Yeah, so now, when I'm paying her for the expenses, I'm going to many possible more. Now, not only are you going to pay for the expenses, she's got, you're going to have to pay her now for the wages that she did as well. It's a chiddush in havlah, you're right. But it's
good. It's
two different things. True, but it's, this woman is owed some money. She's owed some money beheta. The Baal, she's owed some money beheta. Some poskim say you can extend it further. It's a chiddush. Yeah, you're right. It's a chiddush. And it goes even further. Yeah, you can extend it. So either one of those ways, or, but this is not so realistic, this, or what you can do is give her as a present. That means there's no obligation to pay. You tell her, I don't have to pay you at all. You can't have any time if you don't pay, if I don't pay.
When you say it, before she comes.
Yeah. And then she says, yeah, I don't mind. I mean, she has to be realistic. And then if you want, you can give her a present. If you want to give a present after Shabbos, then you can do what you want. But I'm just saying, it's a bit funny, this doesn't happen too often, because most babysitters, if you tell them you're not paying them, they won't come back a second time. If what?
If it's a present, is that over our
time? Yeah, you've got an advantage on that if you don't pay on time. That's true, yeah, that's true.
But,
yeah. So, coming on, I just start the next thing. So we're going to start about, what do you call it, the Inyan of Chazam. Now, this is another shayla, this is a Tzorich Mitzvah. Someone who does a mitzvah on Shabbos, can he get paid for it? I mean, up to now, we're talking about Tzchar Shabbos for a mundane purpose. I mean, it's doing something weight. I mean, you can't go on a mitzvah, really. We're talking about a pure mitzvah. So this actually is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Shin Vav. The halacha says like this, Osro liskei chazon lispal b'Shabbos. A person mustn't hire chazon to them on Shabbos. V'yesh mi shamate. Chal brings down the second shift, let someone out. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. It's also this part of Shabbos, Noitel Tzchar Shabbos. Because he's taking a schar shabbos, he mustn't get paid, even though it's a tzurich mitzvah. The ma'aser, you can't get paid even for tzurich mitzvah. Then he carries on, v'yesh mi shemate, svir le de mokum mitzvah le gozru rabbonon al schar shabbos was there. The rabbonon won't go. If you can do avlah, yeah.
But
if you've got the head of avlah, it's a new enter. We're talking about start a pure mitzvah, there's no preparation whatsoever needed, he's just doing something on Shabbos itself, he's a chazan. And he doesn't necessarily, you mean you have to prepare sometimes. Yeah, you have to know how often this works. I mean, a lot of chazan don't need to prepare at all.
No, but he gets called up on the spot.
Someone gets called up a Kabbalah Shabbos, he doesn't need to prepare anything.
No, as I say, he's not a chance to prepare, so he can't see you prepared.
Right. Yes.
Okay, that's it, you're giving him 50 quid to do it.
So that should be a problem with the chazan. So the chazan brings down two shitters, and the second shitter holds the mokum mitzvah that God's rabbanon shabbos was there. Mikom mokum says the mishmar, even according to this shitter, ain't a royas and bracha. It means even if it's mutter so a mitzvah, ain't a royas and bracha. So the ma'aser is not so good to do shitter. No, I mean, even though you're doing it, you're not going to see a bracha from what you're doing. If you go on
Shabbos, then you would see Rabbah.
Yeah. This is just talking about a pure mitzvah purpose, and all you've got no other attainment involved. If it's a pure mitzvah purpose only, you're doing a mitzvah, then a person will not be able to get. If one shittah, you can't even do it, you can't take it. It's Shabbos also. Even according to Sadat, you can take it. It could be there's a problem of Einan Royas and Rabbah. So the best way to get overcome this problem is to do it by Havlah. That means many people could do this, yeah, but it has to be realistic. The Moshe, I don't know, a person who davens, for example, for Shabbos, let's say, Chazan davens every Shabbos. So it used to be, I don't know how this works, you ask them to daven mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's a funny thing that because no one pays money for someone to daven mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh. So this, I'm not sure how this works, I have to say, it's like, this is not so possible. It has to be something which the Chayri is something where you get paid. So I'm saying, if you've got that heter, it takes time during the week, he's got time to, he needs to repair. The about to care, for example, sick got this heter, yeah? He normally has to repair before him.
Balker also.
Yom the Roim, the Chayyim, you got this heter. All these own people are taking money for the Yom the Roim. There, they're preparing beforehand. It's a Dvar Mitzvah, but they're preparing beforehand. So
it's Balker. Right? You're paying £6 for doing the Balker thing. And then you prepare beforehand. It doesn't turn up for him.
No, that's possible. You're paying him for preparation plus coming. He's not entitled to the payment if he doesn't come. It's part of the package deal. He's got to. No, yeah,
I don't. Did you come? That's what I'm paying him. Did you come in there?
No, I'm paying him for doing the service. But obviously,
£20
for repairing. Yeah, obviously, it's like going to Leicester. You're only paying him for the service. He comes.
I'm paying him now.
I pay for the lady as well.
Yeah, for the laning, if you lane. I'm not paying if you don't come.
So this babysitter didn't come. She brought the came all over by taxi, she brought the stuff over, and she couldn't come.
I thought you had to pay her.
You have any expenses?
Expenses, maybe you have to pay her. Maybe that expenses. Maybe. But it could also be even that in order. The expenses are only if she does a job. If she's done a job, it can also understand if she doesn't do a job, it could be there's no key of expenses. All right, Bessie. All right, sure.
Go ahead. Next Sunday morning.
So what, you don't